The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the show. We're having some fun with some technical update stuff. So if I seem a little off today, it's not you. So please don't worry about it. But we are here, and that's what matters. I just want to say October is truly bringing some amazing opportunities for transformative big events in your life. This is very positive. This is actually a gift. There's a lot out there that could feel like a big challenge, but it's bringing up the big hurdles in life so you can address them and be done with them once and for all. And that's the positive in it. That's where we can go, wow, okay, we can make the most of this energy. We can actually shift our frequency for the better because we're going to really identify what it is. So Archangel Michael is going to be a really good go-to angel to get you through when you feel like it's kicking you around a little bit. But it, when that happens, I want you to see that as the gift that's in it, because it's like, there it is. That's what has been holding me up, because so many times, and I have a lot of people ask me all the time, they go, Where's my problems? I don't know what's holding me back. I keep trying. This is really going to reveal a lot to all of us individually. Now, this is a be fearless, be free. And I absolutely love that statement, because to be fearless, we have to know where the fear is in our life or what's causing it. And then when we realize and conquer it, go head on and go, you know what? No, not anymore. I'm going to choose to be fearless. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going to let anything hold me back. Now you're free. There's where your be free is. To me, that feels amazing. Today is October 10. That's a 10-10 day. And I have been getting the 10-10 numbers for a couple of years now, a lot. You know, you know how you'll get the number frequencies and sequences a lot. Well, I've been getting quite a bit of the 10-10. So today is a 10-10 day. And what is that? Number one is the beginning, the new beginning. When it's followed by a zero, this is numerology, it has a very divine emphasis. It empowers the number it's beside. And I love that. And so then when you look at it as an angel number, it is just nothing but positive. You're now moving and motivating into your new beginning. It's interesting because today we have the momentum revving up for a full moon coming on the 13, 14, depending on where you are in the world. And I always feel it before it even gets here. I don't know about you guys, but I do. I always do. It always seems to be about 7 to 10 days ahead. I feel it then more than right on the full moon or the new moon. And it's been consistent, but I feel like it's giving me a heads up so I can let you know what I've been feeling and picking up. So I see that as the gift in that. A lot of people do. You can start to feel it because it gradually intensifies until it hits that full moon day. And it takes about 2 weeks. It's just kind of gradual. So if you've been feeling some stuff lately, you know, just that stuff, like, okay, this cord's got to get cut. I got to be done with this. Or, you know, what is holding you back? What needs to be removed that's holding you up? What's the block? This energy this month with the help of Archangel Michael, can make mountains move. And I think that's very encouraging for a lot of us. We're really going to feel a sigh of relief and, you know what? I'm just tired of holding this. I'm not going to anymore. I'm letting it go. That's the beauty in this. And there's a sigh of relief in that. And when we approach things from an act of love, you know, and you go and approach things with love, and you will at times have to go, okay, wait, before I respond, that 10-second rule is really good here. Just before you respond, give yourselves 10 seconds. Come from the heart. Because if you feel the overwhelm, the anxiety, the frustration, then if you reconnect with your heart and then respond that way, that's going to be momentous for you. It'll be big. Because a lot of times the blocks, we actually don't realize we're doing it, but we put them on ourselves because we don't want to be disappointed or we don't want to be hurt, or we feel we take things too personally all the time. And everybody else in their own energy, in their own life, is going through their stuff too. And sometimes we take what they are doing personally, and it really has nothing to do with us. They're busy with their own journey trying to figure it out. So that's a good cord to cut, because you can still care about another without being attached to everything that they have going on, because that's theirs to do. So empaths, you know what I'm talking about. Now, Aries energy coming in on a full moon with this one is interesting, because this is where Aries energy is very positive. It can be impatient, and so you want to watch that. But it can be very momentous. It can be motivating. It's going to, you know what? We're going to do this. We're just going to power through this. That's where you'll take a deep breath if you feel impatient, because that energy behind this full moon is going to help you cut the cord where it needs to be cut, send the love where it needs to go, including to yourself, respecting and honoring where you need to be and what's right for you. And, you know, one of the biggest cords that I find that people need to cut is worrying about what everybody else thinks when they make a choice for themselves. Have you ever thought about that one? That one is a big one. That's a big one. It's like, I want to make these choices to make me feel better, but I don't know how it's going to affect everybody in my life. That's a fear right there. I'm going to just call it. That's what it is. Now, I know that there's a lot everybody's feeling out there. You might be feeling more tension. You might be feeling the stress a little bit more intensified. You're looking for what part of your life does this seem to be scratching? Because that's probably where you need to make some choices to either let something fall away, cut the cord, clear your energy, or maybe I need to approach that without the anger and the frustration or the irritation or the perfectionism. Maybe that's where it is. You see, this is going to be a very interpersonal month. Scorpio's no joke too, and that's going to be approaching soon. But we're going to work today with Archangel Michael, what messages he has about working through this. And this is very empowering, guys. He is the angel about being fearless. He is amazing when fear, toxic energies, any kind of thing like that is just overwhelming you. And it happens to the best of us. Even, you know, sometimes I have to go, okay, I need to take a deep breath. Because we are living in a human experience here. We are all feeling it. And life happens. We're on earth. We're feeling it. But this is for soul growth. So this is a big one here. This is a big one. Hello to everyone that is joining us. Like, just let me say hello and acknowledge everyone. I see the YouTube live chat's going. So hello to Donna, Jules, Judy, Paula, Maddie. Awesome for you guys. Yes, 1111. 1111 for me here too. Awesome. If you guys have questions or what you're experiencing or feeling, if you're in the live chat, just throw it out there. We'll bring it into the show. If you want to call in, if you have a question about this, 1-800-930-2819. I do have something from the email bag that I will answer. And we're just going to dive into this because there's a lot here that we can make a beautiful, beautiful transition with. We can really grow on a soul level. Here's the thing. If you have any kind of limitations that have kept you from moving forward, if something you've just really been trying to do and you just, you've got to look. This is going to address thoughts and beliefs too. What do you believe is happening? That's just not like your beliefs in faith or, what is your belief? Do you believe that if someone hasn't said hi to you in 3 days, that means there's a problem and you're taking that personally? Maybe they're busy in their life. I mean, does everything always go to the negative? See, because this is a relationship thing going on still that we've been experiencing with the Libra. It's like, wait, what did they mean when they said that? I mean, do you always go there? I mean, I know this is just no joke, pulling all the cobwebs up, all the dust under the rug, opening the closet so we can clean it out. That's the gift in this. This is good. This is a new beginning to take opportunity to where we can put that all away and move forward. You don't keep dragging it with you. You just don't. You just don't. We have a very active Pluto. Remember I was telling you about that with this full moon. That one, Pluto helps encourage us to keep shedding what holds us back. You see, Mars is Aries. Aries energy is going to motivate you to get rid of it. Pluto's shedding light on it. And they're all like on top of each other right at the same time here. And we're looking for, where have you put yourself like in a locked cage box? You just feel trapped. You just feel like you can't do what you want to do. You're looking for the self-imposed limitations. I know. We're going into that stuff that's like, oh, I don't really want to go there. But this is what's good about this energy. I want to show you the positive. And that's why Michael is coming in so strong. He's been coming in very strong for a couple of days when I was thinking about this show. And he just said, be fearless, be free. To be fearless is to be free. To be in fear is to not be free. It's literally the opposite of fear. I mean, it's such a simple statement, but it's the one we're driving to reach and approach. If you guys want any kind of, we will do some angel messages for you. Just throw them out there. If you have anything that you want to ask about that, we'll do some angel readings with that. What are you doing to take care of yourself? There's all kinds of stuff here that we're going to talk about. I mean, I'm throwing all these questions at you right now so you can kind of go, wait, how does this apply to me personally? Where can I improve this? Not what somebody else is doing to you. Because really, this is just going to call you on that. No, you don't want to be putting your energy there. You need to bring it back to what you can be doing. So that's a big one right there. Okay. Big one right there. And we're always reminded of it because it's like, why is that happening to me with my relationships? Well, what can you do on the inside to maybe change your belief in, or your, how you're perceiving it? Or is this something you need to cut a cord on? It's just keeping it real. Right? It's just keeping it real. So guys, I'm going to take the quick break. So when we come back, we're going to start diving in to answer your questions, talk about this full moon, what we can do with it, how Archangel Michael is here for us. He is just such an encouragement. He is like the perfect coach to keep you in your A game and to keep you uplifted and positive when you feel like you just want to give up. So he has been there for me my entire life in a way that I can't even explain, but I will never doubt that he is always there because he has totally picked me up when I have needed it the most in my darkest hours throughout my life, few times. So guys, That's what we're talking about. So if you have any sensitivities here, you're probably feeling this moon, okay? If you feel moon energy, you're going to feel this moon. So let me take the quick break. When we come back, we're just going to dive right into this. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Hey guys, we are back. Welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. And I see the chat over on YouTube filling up with questions, so we're going to address that. If you have anything over in Facebook, our network, Transformation Talk Radio, is live streaming us over there. And they will let me know what that is because I don't have all those windows up. But they will let me know, so put it in there. We'll answer you too. We're here for you too. Okay. Let me go over here. Yeah, I see quite a bit coming up. I see 1111. Yes. Who's getting the number 1010 a lot or 1111? Let me know. I'm seeing all these 1111 on 10. Yeah. The 1010 is a very good number. And so is 1111. 1111 is, you know, yeah. Those are numerology, also angel numbers. And what I want you to think about with those numbers, especially today, on this 1010 energy day, is if your thoughts are not so positive or you feel like you're getting caught up in a negative mindset, change it as fast as you can. If you have to get away from the topic that's upsetting you, do it. Change your direction. Get yourself lifted. This energy is going to really move with you in a much easier way, lifting that. And I know trying to stay thinking positive all the time is like sounds unrealistic. But honestly, if you put your effort and intention there, that's half the battle. If I find myself going there, I just stop dead in my tracks and I go, nope, we're going a different way with that. We're not doing that anymore. Because it happens to me too. You know, something will aggravate me and I go, we're not doing that. We're going to move on. Today is a day to really practice that because the energy will support you and lift you and you'll feel the momentum building in a positive way for you. That's something you want to be doing today. So let me see what we have here. Maddie is writing, I've been trying to decide the best approach to something because of how it might affect certain people, and I'm not sure if it's the right approach. Okay. This month, I'm going to be honest, Maddie, and I think I said it a few minutes ago, and I think you already heard me. And she's asking, do the angels have any guidance? It is basically, if you go into, and this is what I'm asking for you as well, you have to make a best approach for something. You need to do the best approach. If this is applying to you where you're putting all the energy out, you do need to make that best approach decision that will keep you in the game. For example, if you are trying to do something that where you're the one doing all the work in a job or an activity or something, and you're the one putting all the effort in, then you need to do something that'll keep you in the game and keep you positive and uplifted. Not necessarily so much, which is what this energy is talking about, is this going to affect certain people? It depends on how it's going to affect. Sometimes it might affect them in a big way, but is that part of their journey? This energy this month is more about, I have to make some choices and I have to cut some ties here with things that aren't going to work. You have to stay in your highest frequency. And if there's something going on in life that is just pulling and it's just keeping you with your wheels spinning, you're not going anywhere, decisions have to be made. They do. And if we continually worry about what someone else thinks, it can affect that for you negatively. And at the same time, it's holding you back. So if you go in there with the heart that is coming from the heart in love and your intentions are the best for everyone involved, we can't really make decisions right now based on what it is for somebody else or what they might think or anything like that. I mean, we're not trying to be insensitive or hurt other people, but sometimes we honestly have to make decisions that might be tough for somebody else. This one is coming from Michael. I'm really hearing this, that he's like, stand, and this is what I'm hearing him say literally like this, stand strong in what's right for you, Maddie. He's saying it just like that. You have to just detach from worrying and getting caught up in someone else's feelings. You got to stay in your own to keep them strong and lifted. Because believe it or not, if you're coming from your heart place, if you are coming from a positive heart-centered choice, it's going to come from love. It's going to come from your soul. And that's never a wrong decision. It's never a wrong decision. So there's really no wrong decision. It's just coming from the heart right now. You want to come from the heart. So that is what he's saying. It's kind of really out there. Paul is saying, we've had major relationship issues with my husband's family. This is where you send love to them, even though you may not be on the same page. There's conflicts. There's differences of opinion. That's going to happen with people in your life. There's some people in your life where we're looking for more of a harmonious resolution or a solution versus completely cut them out of our life. Because sometimes you don't cut them out of your life. You have to find a harmonious approach. And I've been through plenty of those too. And I look at that and I ask Michael to just cut the toxic cords from the whole thing and leave the part of love that is in the relationships, because there's all the cords sometimes with some people. There's positive and negative cords. And I actually go specific and I ask Michael to cut all the negative cords that are affecting the relationship. Has anybody ever tried that? I highly recommend it, because you want to keep the love that's there. You want to keep the connection that way. You just don't want all the toxic baggage anymore. And then everybody's got to kind of settle and adjust into where they're going to go. So that's what I'm picking up on that, Paula. Jules is saying, I have felt excluded by family members. If we are coming from a different place, and I understand what that feels like, a lot of people that are on a spiritual awakening path feel that way because they're shifting and they're moving very fast, where someone else in their family or friends or neighbors or whoever, they may be on a different page. They may be in a completely different space or reality, and they're not meshing. It's very common for the frequencies to be in different places, and they feel like they're just missing, and they don't feel like it's working. It means you just need to stay with what's right for you. Allow things to sort out. When I focus, and here's the other thing about the positive negative thinking, whenever I have felt excluded by somebody or shunned or any kind of, oh, they got, you know, an attitude with me about something and I've done nothing but try to help them. That's my perspective, but maybe they received in their reality a different way, or the frequencies aren't matching up. I have just literally just stopped right there and I go, I really don't know where it's going on with. I don't have to say anything to them. I just leave it be. I just let it go. I just go, you know, I'm in this place and this place is where I'm resonating at my highest frequency and I feel my best, my happiness. And that's the goal, guys. You got to be where you're happy. And they've got to sort out where they want to be with that. Maybe they're happier at the different frequency and they're not going to match up. And so you might feel different. And then do you really want to be invited to something you don't really want to do, kind of a thing? So these are just not being sensitive as we're shifting and we're evolving. And as you allow that space to let it fall out or clear out, we make space for what will resonate with where we are. That's one of the biggest fears I see for people in a spiritual awakening. They just don't know, you know, how it's going to affect their life if they start to change for what they really yearn for in their heart. They're scared of the change. This is that self-imposed boundary and blockage. And so this month is going to show you different places in that. So Jules, I do understand that one and I have felt that before too. But what I have done is I may not have anything as I've grown and evolved and they're growing and evolving in a different way. Doesn't mean I've grown more than them. I'm just growing in a different way. I just send them love anyway. And then I move on and I let it go. I don't try to make sure everybody has that's an insecurity to just try to make sure that there's this warm fuzzy all the time. I had to let that go. So I'm sharing a personal experience, but I'm also sharing what Michael taught me in that. He taught me that a while back, and it has been the right choice for me to go that way. And it has made differences in some of the relationships, but not all of them. And then some have been very pleasantly surprising. And then for you to stand strong, you are lifting others by, because they say like, wow, she's just doing her own thing. Yeah, do your own thing. So I am going, now one of the things, this energy is doing is it's going to show us those things that feel like that, just like what you guys are explaining. And when we find ourselves feeling like, well, what's wrong with me? Why are they excluding me? Which was Jules' words, or why are they acting funny toward me? Why are they not including me? Why are we feeling that way? Got to bring it back here. Like, why do I feel like I need to be like, that's where you're working. And so Michael's saying, let's pull that old belief, cut the cord to that, because there's beliefs and law of attraction is working in here too, because manifesting is crazy right now. It's really fast, whatever you're going with it, positive or negative, you're manifesting it. So if we're focusing on, hey, they're excluding me, then we feel more of that a lot faster. So now, instead of trying to make yourself fit in, just go about what brings your heart into joy and lift it. And then you're keeping your vibration positive about what you want and that you are drawing in where you are included and where you do fit and where you can shine your best. And then it kind of works itself out. So I get that, but that will be something that it can hold you back if it hurts. And I know I wanted to bring that one a little bit more in detail because it's something that a lot of people feel with different relationships in their life. And relationships are a big one we're working on right now. I know. And we also have, Paula's commenting. Veronica's saying good morning. Hello, shining stars. Yay. We are shining stars. We all are. I like that. Paula is saying, I have been excluded by my husband's family for 5 years. and we've just confronted them, did not go well. We might want to, you were being true. You were being honest. The dust has to settle. I would bring in Archangel Raguel for something for harmonious relationships with that, because that relationship energy is really working in your personal life, it sounds like. She's also saying, so right, Dr. Jen, to not give our power away. Control is always within ourselves. Hard to do at times. Yes, it is. Absolutely. Can the angels provide insight around why I'm feeling excluded? Oh, I think I just answered that, Jules. Yes, I went right to that and didn't realize that one was a few down. Judy Weiss, I have been feeling stressed over two different neighbors. They tend to try and pull my husband and me to one, then the other. In a way, they are fighting for our attention, getting old, and we don't want that. Yeah, okay. See? Relationships and Libra energies truly bringing it out for us, right? Okay, that would be very similar because that's close. When you're when it's neighbors or family members or just good friends, I mean, it's a close relationship. You're close. Honestly, that would be about the same advice. It's kind of a, you don't have to be anybody. I in my neighborhood, I love them all. I really do. There's some wonderful people here I live by. I don't necessarily hang out and do everything all the time because I'm a very busy person. And I also, and if they have differences, I'm Switzerland. I call myself Switzerland all the time. It's like I get along with everybody, and I'm not going to let anybody influence how I feel about somebody else. I feel that way in family, friends, neighbors, work, you guys, nobody influences to sway me. And that's how I am. I'm like, if that, and I respect that that might be where they are. And this is something Michael taught me too, because I was such a highly sensitive, empathic young child growing up and just everything distraught, trying to keep everybody happy. I have really grown through that this entire lifetime, and he taught me so much with that. He taught me, you be true to you, because you're keeping your own power, just like we were talking about earlier. Your own power is where you want to make a decision about where you feel, you know, whatever it might be on. And it's not to be influenced and think this way because they're going to be mad at me if I don't, you know, that's kind of what's happening here. See, a lot of this sensitivity with relationships is really highlighting right now. I can see that. And it's very strong. I understand. Sometimes we have to limit our exposure to what's draining us too. Remember that, Judy. Limit your exposure, shield up, you know, just limit the exposure to what's affecting you too much. Sometimes we are just affected strongly until we get stronger and we can just be in front of that and it not affect us. That's how you'll know. So I would definitely do that. Okay, we're getting a lot of 1111s. Mel Mack, hey, do I have a message? Well, we need to be more specific on a radio show if you have a specific one, Mel, because it's we're going fast, so if you have a specific area of life, that would help narrow it down. So I'll wait to see if anything comes in from that one. Relaxing meditations, good morning. Any messages for you? God bless everyone. It's another general one. Guys, be more specific in the show because I have to go so fast. I know. I have to narrow it down to an area. But sometimes it comes in strong. But what I'm feeling from you is that you're really drawn. I am picking up a little bit here. I'm picking up that you're very drawn to just more of the happiness in your life. Who isn't? But you're putting more effort into it. And if you're not, put even more. But I'm feeling that's what you want to do. Let's see. Okay. No rush. I feel fine. Okay. I'm going to go on because I want to talk a little bit more about the Aries. Okay. The Aries is all about number one, okay? Number one, first of all, Aries is about motivation. It's about leadership. It's about owning owning where you are, your space, and it can be impatient. I do want to remind you of that. And that's what this full moon will feel like. Releasing what holds you back is the main thing here. We've been seeing where a lot of people are talking about relationships are feeling this energy. This is where is that what's holding you back. Sometimes it's just a limiting how much time you spend in an energy that's draining you until you gain your strength, because you have to get your footing in your own space. So keep that in mind. We're not playing around here with this energy. I mean, this is one of the strongest transformative months to get us going here into the new way is October's energy. It's very strong. We don't want our egos to get in the way, you know, and watch out for the old beliefs. Or if you feel like you're overanalyzing or you're getting overwhelmed, you need to step back and slow down. Honestly, with this energy, it can make you feel like you're in a whirlwind sometimes, because higher frequencies feel like they're spinning faster. And I've learned that when it feels like it's higher frequency, and you are, you're feeling higher frequency, which is why it's showing all of these areas in life that need some work or some healing or some releasing. It reveals it to us, because you can't keep carrying it with you to a higher frequency. And when it's spinning like that, it feels like it's just going so fast, because higher frequency is like the fan is on super fast speed. The goal is just take a deep breath and slow down and stop for a second. Because we naturally, the old way of doing it is, okay, it's moving faster, so now I need to move faster. Like you're on the highway and now everybody's going faster speeds, and so I got to go faster. This energy doesn't work that way. You actually need to slow down and be present and anchor in, and then you're riding with it better. So you're actually going to feel like you're doing the opposite at first. You're going to feel like, wait, I got to slow down to go with the faster energy. If it feels like it's just going too fast and you can't keep up, that's exactly what you want to do, is take a deep breath and slow down. Just, okay, here we go. That's it. Slow down. That's it. And now this is the month. And like I said, the relationships seem to be really popping up in the chat. I see quite a bit, but it's a relationships that no longer serve you. They need to be released to the energy in love. They just need to be released in love. Wish them well and move on. That's going to be some of you. For ones that know, don't want to let it go, you're looking for that harmonious resolution, that positive insight, that way of maybe limiting exposure, but then when you are around them in this relationship, that you're just coming from your heart and it's detaching from if it's affecting them, if they're acting negative to you because you're being positive, that's kind of where they need to work with them. It's not your journey. I know some of these are really complicated and can be very tough, but that is one of the things coming with this moon. Is it's going to bring new information. It'll help highlight with the Pluto showing you and shedding the layers back. It'll help you find the closure you need somewhere. It'll help you find, okay, that's where my energy is leaking out, or that's what the obstacle is in the way. That this energy coming in the next week, 2 weeks, is going to help reveal quite a bit of that for you. Now, I see Donna's asking a question. That's what I'm trying to identify right now. What is holding me back? It's, and Donna, you know, when I'm reading that and thinking for you, I'm thinking and kind of connecting with you a little bit right now. I feel that sometimes what's overwhelming for you is basically learning so many things at the same time. It just feels like I can't absorb so much at once. That's what I'm picking up. You can correct me if that's not it, but I feel like there's just so much that you want to take in at the same time that you need to narrow the focus, because there is no holding back. But sometimes if we're trying to do all of it at the same time, we're missing so much of it that it can feel like we're being held back. But that's what it feels like a little bit. It feels like there's a narrowing of the focus for you, like read one book at a time or something like that. That's what it's feeling like when I pick that up. Now, this energy is very motivating, guys, very motivating. Because of the Aries energy, it's very motivating. So it's a good time. Because of Aries energy, Aries can just go running right in without thinking about it. I mean, almost like a bulldozer sometimes. So it can be a very good opportunity to take that leap of faith in areas that you really want to break free. You really want to make a change. You really want to do something from a place of love. When people are affecting you in a negative way, take that deep breath, and it's theirs. It's where they are in their energy. It's where they are in their life, where they are on the journey. You have to take that deep breath and just come from a place of love and bring it back in. Okay. Remember, I'm all about, Michael taught me this too. Archangel Michael has been busy with this stuff. But he's been encouraging us to do a shielding, you know, how you put your shield up to kind of protect yourself from things affecting you. And past know what I'm talking about, but it's not about what they're doing. It's about keeping your good vibrations in. And you don't need to be wasting all of your thoughts and thinking and trying to figure out and analyze why somebody did what they did or why somebody said what they said. You need to be inside. So the shielding, be inside with your vibrations. Does that make sense? I think it does. And honestly, it was great information when he tweaked that for me. I was like, you know, I like that. And it's fitting more with higher frequencies moving toward 5D and just moving out of 3D living and the old way of doing things. And you're not disconnecting from everybody in your life that way. You're just staying in your frequency where you've lifted up, you've worked really hard to be in this place of love and be true to yourself, and it's not affecting you as much because you've shielded that to where it's reflecting, no, I'm not going to get connected to that and let that affect me or influence me or tell me how I should be thinking because I should be thinking for what's true to me. So I highly recommend you start tweaking your energy shielding. And I want to walk you through that. So I think that that would help people so much right now. And that wasn't something I was planning to do, but we're going to do that. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to do a couple of minutes meditation with that shielding that I'm talking about. So you'll see where I'm going with it. You can always listen to this on a recording if you're driving, because meditations aren't good while you're driving. But if you guys can stay with me for a moment, I'll walk you through what I'm talking about with that. That's going to help you so much as you're moving to release and let go of things that need to fall away. Because when you're in your highest frequency, nothing but positive and love and the good things. I mean, that's where you want to be. So that's what I'm talking about. So guys, stay with me for a moment. I'm going to take a quick break, grab a drink of water. And then when we come back, we'll do that meditation. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, JP99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Hey, everybody, last segment. Okay, we're going to do... I'm going to walk you through what I'm talking about tweaking that protective shield, that bubble that we do so we can clear energy and not keep absorbing. Empaths, listen up, but not even just empaths. Everybody working from their heart place, working and feeling more. Anybody feeling drained by anything, this is great. Now, it used to be we would do the shield and you were trying to keep things out, but you're changing the mindset with that. And it's fitting more. I'm finding that it fits so much better with the higher frequency. We're all in a higher frequency now, by the way, whether you know it or not. That's why we're feeling so much. We got to clean out and can't take that old stuff with us. So this is all for our benefit. So when you're doing your shield, everybody just take a deep breath for a moment. Best thing to do, and you can do this in a very quick, short amount of time, like 5 minutes, is you close your eyes. You feel anchored in your body. You feel present. You feel where you are. You feel your feet on the floor or on the ground. You just, whatever. And you just take those deep breaths. Take 2 or 3 deep breaths in and just be here. It brings you into your now and it anchors you in your present. And I always work with Michael when I'm doing a protective shield. But the protective shield for this is we're going to protect all the spiritual awakening growth we've done. We're shielding in the frequency that we have worked on. We want to stay in that. And as you're bringing in your breath, you bring in this incredible, beautiful white light. I like to blend it with a little bit of gold and silver because those are very high frequency. It's like a gold, silver, white. It's beautiful, but it brings the higher ascent. It brings in higher divine energy in and just cleanses and just fills your entire shield. If you were in a shield, say you were inside of a bubble completely enclosed, I like to use the triangle. I just love that shape. You can use a square or completely round, but it's all enclosed. You're inside. There's no opening anywhere. You got a ceiling, a floor, everything. But inside, you have this incredible, beautiful energy just filling your entire space. And you're just visualizing this and it's filling you. And if there's anything there that needs to come off of you, it helps it release easily and it dissipates and it just transmutes it with love. At the same time, your shield is very strong and it has a wall on the outside that it's just keeping you in your space. So as you walk about your life, you walk about your day and you're at work or you're with other people or anything that has been affecting you, you're in your space with that light and you just keep bringing yourself back to that. If you have to carry a crystal or wear a necklace or anything that helps remind you that you're in your high frequency space, no matter what's going on around you, the world will happen. Keep this in mind. You're in a higher frequency. You're moving on. You will experience and see when you're in higher frequencies, lower frequencies. Like, for example, and this is going to make sense to everybody that doesn't understand why some things are happening with other things going on out there. You're going to experience people or events or something or still 3D mindset. You don't need to be messing with that or worrying about it. That's where they are. And that doesn't mean it's wrong. It's just where they are right now. You, if you're in 4 or 5 or you're going higher and you want to, that's what is causing this drain and pull for you. And you're keeping your higher frequency inside your protective shield. And as you walk through, you can stay in your higher frequency with 3D going on all around you. And it won't affect you. And it doesn't mean you're better than them. Don't let ego do that. That doesn't mean that at all. They may be feeling the same thing. I'm going to be in my frequency over here and I don't want yours to affect me. Because they're in a different place. Not everybody's in the same place. But guess what? Everybody's all here to work on their soul growth, their journey. Everybody's doing it differently. Everybody's in a different place with it. You need to be focusing on where you are with yours. So your shield, your focus is more on your inside of your shield versus what's hitting and affecting the outside of your shield, which is what used to work really well before. But Michael brought this to me and he said, no, we gotta change it. Let's change it. Let's do it this way. It made the biggest difference. And I mean, it was like half the battle of getting things to stop affecting me. So I really want to give you that. You can stop and give yourself a couple of minutes of that and go back into that light at any time. And I highly recommend you guys give it a go. Give that a try and see if that works for you. I'm going to go very quickly here because we're about out of time. There was one email that I wanted to address. Megan writes, hello, Dr. Jenna. Have a big birthday coming up. So happy birthday to you. It's her 40th on October 13th. So her birthday's on the full moon. Whoa. Well, happy birthday to you. I'm working on creating online business, but I felt very overwhelmed and scattered lately. I've also realized that I'm able to manifest very quickly, both positive and not so positive. That's exactly true, guys. That's why I wanted to read this one. We manifest on what we're focusing on. So we don't want to focus on who's ignoring me or who's upsetting me or, you know, all that stuff. You want to focus on what makes you feel good and lifted. That's huge, guys. Really want to put some effort into that. The bubble I'm talking about or your protective shield that I'm talking about and staying inside with that energy is going to help you do that a lot easier. Do the angels have any guidance for me? Well, believe it or not, Megan, I think we probably answered it through the whole show, but you brought up a very good point because it's going to fine tune yours. It's going to fine tune where you're going in business. You might find that you had this big plan. This is what I'm feeling a little bit for you. You had this big plan that this was the way I was going to do it. And you completely realize, I don't know if I want to do it like that anymore. Don't ignore that and don't see that as that's not really indecisive in this aspect. This is more, it's fine tuning and you're fine tuning with alignment with the universe. So I think you're just fine. You're on track. You're going to be just fine. I think 2020 is going to be a really good year for you. And it was a very good question that I wanted to bring up quickly, but she's got a good point. We manifest in both directions. So like I said, this shield has, I really love it. When I'm feeling a day where I need a little extra, and Michael's the one that taught me how to fine tune it a little bit. He goes, quit, you know, you're focusing on the outside where all the negative is. Focus on the inside. I went, of course. Hello. Thank you. So, hey, I'm sharing it with you because I used to share how we were doing that and protecting the outside because that's what I knew. And it worked for a while, but this one's really different. So I really say, guys, do that. Now, if you guys are in Angel Retreat, I'm starting to put some really cool metaphysical tutorials out there. Love to know what you want to learn about. I've started with numerology in there to help you with things like that. That life path number is in there. You can just go look at it at any time. I'm going to do them recorded because everybody's working, but they're all part of your membership. So just know that. If you want to join, you can just come over and join us at any time. We put exclusive content in there, and it's all included in that membership. So, guys, I want you to take a deep breath. This month is no joke, but this month is massive, and it's going to help you break those chains that hold you back. It's going to help you get out of that boundary problem, that obstacle. Don't fight the energy. Flow with it. And remember, a little bit slower, your protective shield, focus on your positive that's inside. Let go of all those other details out there. The world's going to continue to spin and do its thing. You're in it, but you're not of it like that. And you're still going to keep and maintain your frequency. Guys, absolutely, absolutely. I love you guys. Please know this is a good month to get you on track. We are releasing so much and we are moving into a better way of life. Thanks, guys, so much for listening. I will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.